This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Breaking news. A 3-year-old little girl, Genesis Reed, missing from Enterprise, Alabama. Enterprise, where is that? Enterprise is near Hay Cody. It is near Op. I'm trying to give you a good connection. It's along the panhandle, veering toward Florida. A 3-year-old little girl missing, Genesis Reed. Not only that, Jacob Pritchett, an autistic boy just 11 years old, is missing out of Brooklyn. His mom says he never existed. Really? Then why do you have his name tattooed on your body, woman? Good evening. I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. I want to thank you for being with us. Straight out to Dave Mack, Crime Stories investigative reporter. I want to start with the little 3-year-old girl, Genesis Reed, out of Enterprise, Alabama. First of all, where's Enterprise? Explain. I'm sure you'll do a better job than I did.
You mentioned the panhandle of Florida. If you're going from the beach, like Panama City Beach, to Montgomery, Alabama, it's a halfway point. Very southern part of Alabama, northern Florida, in that general vicinity. Enterprise, Alabama, not a big city, but you mentioned Op and other areas. It's called the Wiregrass area. But Nancy, we have a 3-year-old, okay, that mom says she woke up at 3:00 in the morning, her toddler is gone, and the front door is open. We've heard this before in other stories. I don't know what her mother, Adrienne Reed, expects us to believe, but she claims in a 911 call that she woke up, baby's missing. Now, she said that she wasn't in her bed, but other reports are that Adrienne slept with Genesis in the same bed. So we've got to get that squared away. But right now, Genesis Reed missing at 3 years old.
Enterprise, Alabama police desperately searching for Genesis Nova Reed, turning 3 next month. The toddler reported missing Monday when her mom wakes in the early morning hours to find Genesis's bed empty and the front door open. Neighbors fear Genesis missing longer, having last seen her more than a month ago. Genesis, light-skinned African-American with black hair and brown eyes, 2 feet 5 inches tall, 30 pounds, last seen wearing pink Minnie Mouse pajamas. Anyone with info, call Enterprise PD at 334-347-2222.
Now joining us, in addition to Dave Mack from Crime Stories, a real expert in finding missing people, it's Brian Fitzgibbons. He is Director Operations USPA Nationwide Security. He leads a team of investigators that go worldwide trying to find missing people. He is at uspasecurity.com. Brian, thank you for being with us. Brian, I don't like it. It stinks. You know why it stinks? For many reasons. But first of all, neighbors state they have not seen Genesis Reed in 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's the most concerning piece here. And neighbors have also reported that they would consistently see the mother with Genesis. So prior to a month ago, they're seeing them all the time. And now that she's reported missing, we learn that they haven't seen her in over a month. One thing that did jump off the page here, this isn't like a house that she walked out of. This is an apartment building where, a complex where you've got a number of neighbors, not a huge wooded area near it. There's a lot of houses and residences all around Apache Drive. So it's very unlikely that this was a wandered off into the woods scenario.
The mother stated that when she woke up this morning at 3 a.m., that's when she noted the child was missing. We have not stopped since 3 a.m. this morning. During the morning hours, we completed a number of searches of the area in close proximity to the residents here.
That is Captain Billy Haglund joining us from Enterprise, and that's from our friends at Wiregrass Daily News. Back to the facts. To Dave Mack, I understand that she was last seen wearing Minnie Mouse PJs.
That's the story that we're being given. But the reality, Nancy, is that Genesis had a regular routine with her mom. They would walk around the apartment complex. It was a regular thing, walking every day. friends around there had other children playing with Genesis. And all of a sudden, around Christmas time, it stopped. They haven't seen Genesis and Adrian, her mother, walking around the apartment complex together. And when they were questioned, we're talking about people who live with them in the same apartment complex. And I don't want to say anything bad. She's a friend of mine, but I haven't seen this child since Christmas. So reporting her missing now, we're talking 6 or 8 weeks, Nancy.
You know, you're right. There are neighbors that state they have not seen Genesis since Christmas. Others put it at a few weeks, but I think I can understand the discrepancy there. Neighbors that associate with the mom and the baby, maybe next-door neighbors or little playmate moms, see her more often and would realize she's been missing for longer. So I noticed another discrepancy, and I want to ask you about that. Dave Mack, some reports state the mom noticed she was missing when she went to go check in her bed, in Genesis's bed. Other reports say they slept together. What do we know?
Well, we know exactly that, that we're getting two separate stories about where this child sleeps. And again, a three-year-old that normally sleeps with mom, and maybe that's the truth of the matter. We're getting both these stories from mom, Nancy. So which one do you want to believe? That she had her own bed she slept in, or she regularly sleeps with mom? Because she's told both stories so far, apparently.
This little girl, Fitzgibbons, is not even 3 years old, much like Kaylee Anthony, the daughter of Tot Mom, Casey Anthony. Not quite 3 years old. What do you make of it?
Yeah, so I want to share something. In a lot of our cases that we work with children under the age of five, okay, it's very likely going to have something to do with a custody issue, okay? And something jumps out to me in this story that law enforcement is not currently requesting any major search effort or help from the public, okay? So what that indicates to me is that there's an investigation going on. Where was Genesis? Did she travel anywhere with her mother around Christmas time? Who were they with? And could she be staying there with a friend or a family member as a part of a greater custody battle? So, you know, that's a point of hope for the public here and a point of hope for Genesis, that could be the case.
Well, let me ask you this along those same lines, Brian Fitzgibbons. What does it tell you that the FBI has been brought in the search for Genesis? Maybe cross state lines for custody issues?
Correct. Yeah, cross state lines. And you have to understand the FBI can be called in to assist. They're going to have greater resources, tracking cell phones and things like that. So, you know, the local law enforcement enterprise may have well just called them in.
And we've been up since 4 o'clock this morning, literally standing outside with the police. 4 o'clock this morning, ain't nobody went to sleep. Ain't nobody went, and we all been standing out here waiting.
Neighbors say Genesis is a familiar face, seen walking with her mom on Apache Drive almost daily, up until about a month ago, when Adrian suddenly stops the practice. Vanessa Marana, whose daughter frequently plays with Genesis, says she hasn't seen the toddler since Christmas. Another neighbor says he runs into Adrian shopping alone on Valentine's Day. When he asks where her daughter is, Adrian replies, "I don't know," and abruptly walks away.
I ain't seen the baby since Christmas, but that's my friend, so I would never, you know, go against what she's saying. My biggest concern is getting the baby home.
That from our friends at WDHN. Okay, I can't tell you how devastating the blow will be if Genesis has been missing since Christmas. That's according to her neighbors. So, Brian Fitzgibbons, we've lost a lot of time, if that's true. And, you know, in some jurisdictions, not reporting your child missing is, in fact, a crime.
Oh, certainly. Yeah. And, you know, investigators, when you see State Bureau of Investigation, FBI, along with the local law enforcement involved here, I'm going to guarantee you that answers are going to come here for Genesis. They're going to be downloading all sorts of communications, location data for the mother. to try to unwind the last time they were indeed together.
The last time we have seen her, about a month ago, she used to walk up and down the road with this child and everything, and now all of a sudden, now the child is seen.
We're trying to get a timeline and would appreciate that information. We haven't necessarily stated that Genesis has been missing for 30 days, but that's what we're asking everybody, is to provide that information.
That from our friends at Wiregrass Daily News and WDHN to you. Dave Mack, who is this mysterious Mariah?
That's a name that apparently was given by Adrian to law enforcement, just a name. I remember you mentioned Top Mom a few minutes ago. Remember how she said that she dropped off?
Please don't say Zenaida Gonzalez. Is that what you're about to say?
Yeah, sadly I was, but
now
I'm thinking
I've got Mariah.
Yes.
Okay. Again, I believe the person you're referring to as Adrian by their first name would be Genesis' mother, Adrian Reed. We're trying to learn more about this little missing girl. We know that it was in fact Mom who called 911.
Genesis's mom, who neighbors identify as Adrian Reed, calls 911 at 3 a.m. Monday morning, explaining she woke to find her toddler missing from her bed and the front door to their home at Meadowbrook Apartments wide open. Enterprise police descend on the complex, backed by Coffee County sheriffs, state investigators, and local fire departments. Investigators search the immediate area for the little girl. By 3 p.m., FBI agents join the search.
If you know or think you know anything about the disappearance of this little two-year-old girl, almost three, please dial Enterprise PD 334-347-2222.
Nancy, Enterprise Police have charged the mother of Genesis Reed with filing a false report about the missing toddler. Adrian Reed is being held without bond on the Class C felony, which might indicate she is suspected of foul play in the case. Routinely, Class C allegations have a much lower bond. Enterprise Police Chief Michael Moore says the search for two-year-old Genesis Reed continues in earnest, and he's asking the public for more information. But as of this moment, Adrian Reed, the mother of Genesis Reed, in jail without bond.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
And now we go across the country to the Bronx in the search for an 11-year-old autistic boy. His name, Jacob Pritchett. Jacob Pritchett. Straight out to Dave Mack, what can you tell me about Jacob's disappearance?
Jacob Pritchett is 11 years old, Nancy, and he is from Brooklyn. He is autistic and nonverbal. He was reported missing in October, not by his mother, but by social services. Family says that Jacob has never actually been enrolled in public school, that he has been homeschooled by his mother. The problem with that is Jacqueline Pritchett, Jacob Pritchett's mother, claims she doesn't have a son. She doesn't have a son named Jacob, even though she has a tattoo on her arm that says Jacob. She claims she doesn't have a son. Jacob Pritchett, 11 years old, last seen by an apartment manager April of a year ago. So we've got last sighting April 2nd. We've got missing report filed in October, and Jacob's mother, Jacqueline Pritchett, has been locked up a couple of times at Rikers Island for being pulled in front of a judge and saying, I don't have a son. They're looking for Jacob Pritchett.
Good gravy. There are thousands of people across the country that would take this boy and raise him in a loving home. Straight out to Brian Fitzgibbons joining us, USPA Nationwide Security. Why is it, and I know we've asked this rhetorically many, many times, why is it that anybody can have children, but you have to go through all sorts of licensure to drive a car, to, you know, buy a home, but anybody can have a child and then mistreat them? The mom says, quote, that she was barren. I don't even know who uses that word anymore. I think it's in the Old mm-hmm. Testament, New Testament. I don't know. But that said, how dare she? She's got his name tattooed on her body, Fitz.
Yeah, and what we've learned about the mother, Nancy, is that she's suffering from some severe mental health issues. Since October, NYPD, when they found out about Jacob being missing, has actually done quite a bit here. They've sent dogs into the apartment in Brooklyn, cadaver dogs that actually did hit and find the presence of blood. So that's very concerning. On top of that, NYPD has excavated over 3 million pounds of trash in Rochester, New York, at a landfill that services that apartment complex. So no Jacob, no answers. All signs have to lead to this mother and for these questions to be answered.
I know she gets taken back and forth to Rikers because she won't tell anyone about the child. And just most recently, another judge there in Brooklyn sprang her from behind bars and dismissed the case. Is that true, Dave Mack?
100% true, Nancy. So Jacqueline Pritchett is back out on the loose again. But hey, one thing to point out about these searches, early on in the investigation, we're talking October here, as investigators were getting into this very, very quickly, they brought out cadaver dogs and brought them to the apartment of Jacqueline Pritchett. That's where dogs hit on blood on the refrigerator and blood on a mattress that was found by the dumpster outside. It is that mattress, blood, and dumpster that led law enforcement to searching nearly 3 million pounds of raw garbage at the dump in search of this child, anything they can find.
The last confirmed sighting, Jacob, was April 2. A property manager saw him. And earlier in 2025, he waved from a window, early 2025, he waved to his aunt, who was speaking to his mother outside. Now, we also know that, according to NYPD, Jacob never went to public school and was being homeschooled. Now, right there, it reminds me of the Turpin children. There was no record of them. They were being horribly abused in the home. And when a child is taken out of regular school and is being homeschooled, and I'm not knocking homeschooling, I'm saying that that's one less barrier to a child being mistreated, because teachers and school employees are under a duty to report if they suspect mistreatment or abuse. So when you take that safety net out of the equation, you have more children being abused. What about it, Fitzgibbons? I mean, I would think that school teachers would notice he's not in school anymore.
Yeah, hey, it's certainly a defense, right? That, you know, when this child is not integrated with society in any way, no one's seeing him on a regular basis. He has no method to report to a safe adult about the conditions that he's living in or the treatment that he's getting. So that's certainly one component to it. You know, I'd love to learn more about what activities was he involved in, if any. Was he allowed to leave the house? You know, we see reports that his aunt had to wave to him through the window while she spoke to the mother outside. So this is a very disturbing case.
It's also amazing to me that no one ever reported this activity to DFACS, Department of Family and Children's Services. She has his DOB tattooed on her body, yet she says he never existed. If you know or think you know anything about the case of missing boy Jacob Pritchett out of Brooklyn, please dial toll-free Crime Stoppers, 800-577-TIPS, T-I-P-S, 800-577-8477, or go online to crimestoppers.nypdonline.org. Please help us find baby Genesis and little boy Jacob. Nancy Grace signing off. we wait as justice unfolds. Goodbye, friend.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.